USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's career of disdain for the European Union was a thing of the past as he and the bloc leaders celebrated their long-sought Brexit deal. He now faces an opponent closer to home, his own parliament. With the ink barely dry on the proposal, a chorus of British party leaders said they will vote against the deal. Crucially, the Northern Irish party that supports Johnson's minority government also stood opposed, leaving it uncertain if the Prime Minister will get the votes he needs to ratify the agreement. It also crucially lays a path for Britain's orderly departure, with Britain's approved in a referendum more than 3 years ago. Striking teachers marched in picket lines outside hundreds of Chicago schools after their union and city officials failed to reach a contract deal in the nation's third largest school district, canceling classes for more than 300,000 students for the duration of the walkout. It follows months of negotiations between the union and the Chicago Public Schools that failed to resolve disputes over pay, benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Doctors say that picky eating in adults could signal they have a serious mental health disorder. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The clinical term is neophobia. It's the fear of new foods. And experts say it's very common in toddlers. But they say kids tend to grow out of it when they see family and friends eating a variety of foods. But some shocking cases have made headlines recently, including the British teenager who went blind because he ate nothing but French fries, potato chips, white bread, and chocolate since he was two. Some patients say they're afraid of choking or getting sick, and those issues can be addressed by doctors who specialize in eating disorders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A disturbance in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico is likely to become a tropical storm that will strike the northern U.S. Gulf Coast with high winds and heavy rains. Moving off the eastern coast of Mexico, the low-pressure system was expected to develop into a tropical or subtropical system by the end of the day Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters issued a tropical storm warning for southeastern Louisiana, as well as northern Gulf Coast from the Alabama-Mississippi line to Yankeetown, Florida. The disturbance, which could become Tropical Storm Nestor, has maximum sustained winds of 65 miles an hour and was centered about 445 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.